Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. 6:13 and 55. You know what time it is. That's right. It's time for your morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Rock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
God, I'm still hacking, man. Well, there are a lot of problems with concert ticketing, especially scalpers who scoop a bunch of tickets up at face value the minute they go on sale and then turn around and charge fans a fortune for them. I hate that. By the way, if you're a scalper, you're a piece of human garbage. Anyway, Ticketmaster is looking at a possible way around that. Facial recognition. It's possible that someday they'll have our face on file along with other info. That way scalpers get squeezed out of the buying process. And at the venue, the only proof of purchase you'll need to bring is your face. No ticket necessary. It seems like kind of a massive invasion of privacy, but it could be the future. Honestly, facial recognition will be the future. You know, everything is going to have that. Our phones have it right now. You can turn your phone on with your face. But once again, you know how I am with this. I feel like I've been reading a lot of stories about how we're just giving all this information to the robots who eventually will use it against us when they become our robot overlords. They are going to have all of our information, and we're just giving it to them. We're giving them our DNA, our facial recognition, our thumbprints. Guys, all right? Eventually, it's going to happen. The robots are going to take over the world. Let's not make it that easy on them. Can we at least put up a fight? Okay? For God's sakes. I hope the robots hear this and know that I at least understand it's going to happen and they'll take it easy on me. Maybe not make me, you know, like a sex slave or something. Because maybe robots don't need sex slaves. I don't know. I don't know how that works. Maybe they'll do it just for fun. Or maybe they'll be able to feel. I'm not sure. According to a new study, men with a stronger grip are more likely to be married than men with weaker grips. The researchers think that this is an evolutionary thing because women prefer partners who show signs of strength when they marry. I can hear it now. Ooh, that's a strong grip you have there. You must work out. Yeah, that's how I got that strong grip, from working out. My right hand is much stronger than my left. Don't ask why. Don't ask why. Lastly, some number crunchers at Business Insider compared the lives of billionaires to the lives of average Americans, you know, to really depress us, to send us into that downward spiral of depression because of our lives. And they figured out what it's like to be a billionaire to make a big purchase. Get this. God, this is really going to depress you on a Thursday morning. A $1,500 trip to, let's say, Bali is the same as an average American spending $1.11, okay? So a billionaire wants to go to Bali for $1,500. That is the equivalent to you or I spending $1.11. A first-class airline ticket from New York City to Australia feels the same as an average American spending $17.72. Now, that's bad, but not as bad as renting a private jet, which only feels like $66. Oh, my God. And then there's the down payment on a $3.5 million home in Malibu, California. While the billionaire plunks down $700,000, it only feels like $516. That just makes me sick to my stomach. Just for like one day, could I be a billionaire and not worry about it? I'm using like three different cards and spending different. I'm like, okay, well, I'm gonna put that on this card, and ooh, I better put this on that card just to kind of ease the blow on my bank account. And then you got billionaires just like, oh, I got, you know, oh, here's a couple thousand in my pocket. Oh, I found $1 million in my shoe. How'd that get there? You rich bastards. You rich bastards. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?